Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal!
Right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
All right. Here we are. It's next week. Amazing.
What?
Time as a flat something or something.
It's wibbly wobbly. That's what I heard.
Timey-wimey ball of stuff.
For those listeners who have braved the last episode and decided to continue on this journey to an ancient land far, far away, we appreciate you. And as this is the last episode of season one of Project Unreal and potentially the final episode of Project Unreal
ever. Series finale.
We get sued by everyone.
It's time that we get Unreal. That's what everybody came here for, and that's what we're going to give them. So right now, I'm going to send everyone who is participating their characters, their made-up traits. We're going to take a few moments. And when we come back, Courtney, Mel, Mia, Jay, and myself are going to stop being real and get very unreal. My strongest compatriots, I am so honored for you to join me in this dire time for our kingdom.
Oh, well, you know, I was pretty busy saving baby seals, but I am glad to be here to take some time out of my day today with my trusty thrust.
So, this is a super serious matter.
It is, Sir Gallivance. And Merlinius, I couldn't, my two most trusted. I'm so thankful to have you by my side. We're supposed to have another night here. I don't know.
I'm just a little frustrated that we're just like sitting on our asses and not like getting into action. Cause like, why the fuck are we here?
I'll get into action with you.
We must discuss.
Sir, stab some more. Listen to me. This is a very serious time.
That's what she said.
Listen, the enemy is at our gates, friends. The enemy is here.
Oh, hello.
I'm gonna let him in. I thought the guard was gonna keep him. Come on in. I suppose.
Did my bell not work?
No, it didn't, and we need to talk.
I heard that it broke down.
Hey, Malavir, so nice to see you. We were just hanging out, not really talking about anything in particular.
I think you're a bitch.
How are you? Well,
Queen
hey,
Malavir,
hey.
Thank out. You so much.
Oh.
Oh.
Hello.
Well.
How hello. You doing?
Gallivance.
You're in my way. I need to conquer your land.
Oh, you can conquer my land any day of the week, girl.
Those are fighting. I feel like that's an invitation. Not even an invitation. That is a green light. Go ahead. Because we all know we use green lights right now.
Green lights?
Yes. Gallivance, stand down. I appreciate part of my magic, madam.
The
willingness to just jump into the fray. But as you can see, Malavir and I, we're good friends. There's no ill will here. Everything is fine. Our kingdom
funny
is
man.
Safe. Malavir, Mal, how's it going? How you been? How are things?
Why must you call me that? It's disgusting.
Because we're just two royal very powerful friends. Just
she said
just
she wants to
out.
Invade us. I think that's kind
and
of
your
I mean,
sister-in-law.
I want her King. To invade me.
And yes, yes, King. Yes, Millennius. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my wand? Did you check your robe?
I heard he lost his wand inside of another.
Wait, no, Gallivants.
No. Did someone? It's in my robe. You were right. You were right, Mr. King. It was in my wand. It was in my robes.
All right, Millennius. Thank you. Gosh, I appreciate. I'm so glad you found it.
Expelliarmus.
Ow.
Uh huh.
Millennius.
Good
please
job.
Be careful when you're casting that spells. I've told you when you're conjuring in my general vicinity, I need you to be more careful. That hurt. It caught me right on the arm. And this is, I still have the burn here from last
That's
time.
His sword fighting arm. He's going to need that because clearly we're going to have some problems.
I'm sorry.
It is. Yes.
What is this?
We're just,
is he even a wizard?
He is the finest in the land.
It was not meant as an attack. I was merely casting a protective spell for my king.
Yes. And unfortunately, it backfired, which doesn't happen often, although it appears that I have many burns across my upper torso.
Those are from
other things.
You can say they're from they're from the dragons. It's fine.
They are from, yes.
We don't have to pretend that we have a half-assed wizard.
Just murdering dragons, just doing some dragon murder.
Exactly.
Brave. They're dead because we murdered them.
Why?
We did.
Because they were dragons.
Dragon murder is pretty. It's harsh, Mr. King. I kind of agree with Mal on this one.
Hard. It makes you sound tough, and that's what we need right now.
Hard.
Knight stabs a lot. Did you take my wand? I have misplaced it.
That's what she said.
Oh, I feel like you put it back in your pocket.
It's here on the table. Sorry, everyone.
It's okay. It's all right. So, Mal, listen. Yes. Your sister told me that you were coming by for Easter, and that's fine, and I understand. But listen, we've kind of butted heads for so long. It's time that we just kind of bury the proverbial sword, if you know what I'm saying. Like, we just need to... We'll just relax, just calm down, just understand that we both have kingdoms that are equally as cool, even though mine is like a little bit bigger and better, but it's fine. Like that shouldn't get between us.
What is the name of your sword again?
Exasperate.
Right. And what exactly makes you think that is a sword worthy enough to rule a kingdom?
Well, first off, a very soggy lady gave it to me. I was on a walk.
It's the lady of the lake. I'm familiar with her. It was not of the lake.
Millennius. It was less of like a lake and more of like kind of a creek. It was more
canal, if you will. Canals are strong. Yeah. Canals are strong body of water.
Is it?
Where swords come from.
It was a canal. All right.
Like in your canal.
I mean, canals. Ooh, okay.
Wow, Gallivants. All right. Listen.
I'm just saying, I've been in many canals, even three this morning, and I am ready and empowered to keep going.
Gallivants.
So we have a knight ready to just go into action. Canals.
Me, I am ready to take thrust and thrust it in.
What is thrust? What is this thing?
Thrust is my sword.
Sure. Got it.
I like to thrust my sword into things. Wow. Is that a crime?
No, it's
maybe.
Not.
Yeah,
it
depends on who you're thrusting it into. Hold on. As the
king,
it could definitely be a crime, potentially. I'm just saying there is an opportunity depending on who you are.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. That's all I'm saying. I mean, Mal,
thank you,
Merlinius. It's all Arthur, the king, Miss Mal. It could be whoever. But it's a heavy crowd.
I'm open to anything.
Asses are meant for kicking and not kissing. Thank you.
Is that how it works when you rule a kingdom? Do you do that?
Yes.
It could be.
Occasionally? From time to time, I suppose.
Is there anyone missing from this party?
Yes, there are two knights who one is dead.
Idiot.
Who did I kill him?
He was unfortunately sleeping on his banjo and a dragon sat on him.
Yes. It was
that is why I went murdering dragons.
Now you understand.
See? Yes, sir.
We had to avenge our friend's death because what we do is actionable actions.
Sir Garth Brooks will be remembered very fondly. He had friends in all sorts of places.
High and low. Mostly low.
Yeah.
The thunder goddamn rose.
But it turns out it wasn't thunder at all. It was actually a dragon sitting on him.
Mm-hmm. So if dragons can slay you so easily, I guess I should be able to.
Yeah, but no need, right? Your sister and I are like, we're a power couple, you know?
No need.
No, we're like
kingdoms
super cool.
Should not be built on relationships. They should be built on...
On love? Is that what you're going to say? On love? Castles should be built on love?
Nepotism. No.
Seeds should be sown with love. Beside the point.
All right.
I would totally cast. I had no idea.
Yeah. And be careful because he might accidentally, even if he doesn't
mean to.
Be careful. But I'm going to say, Stabsamore, I didn't know you were such a green thumb. That's news to me.
I know Stabslot has a green thumb and has been places.
I feel I have to be well balanced.
Could you please explain why Gallivant seems to be under the impression that your thumb has been places? Why is it green? Elves?
Why is it green?
That's a dark time in my life that I don't feel like
visit. How dark is it?
I've grown since then. I've had some long, rough.
I'm growing nights. Right now.
Guys.
Everyone listen to Merlinius. I'm sure he has something very wise to say about this exact situation. Merlinius, please.
Educated.
Has anyone seen my wand?
Merlinius, for the last time, it's in your pocket. I saw it there. Oh, it was there when you asked the first time.
I'm going after you first, Merlinius.
No, don't.
Yes. You're going to try to aim at me and you'll end up hitting Arthur.
I would never protect Merlinius.
Ow. God. Bless Merlinius! Ow! Hold on. I've got to walk.
The enunciation is difficult.
You can't do spells with a lisp. I don't know how many times.
Listen.
It's my calling.
Listen, stab some more. That's very ableist of you. Here in my kingdom.
This is an honest chamber.
Full opportunity council.
We're in the cone of truth right now, so I think
the cone of truth. Yes, but at what table?
The square table, of course. This is the world-renowned square table, Mal. Yes. You got it from Gwen and I for our wedding.
Hexagonal table. If our other two knights were here,
it was a desk.
Thankfully, there's a good expansion leaf in the table, so we can make it as big and small as we need.
How many sides does the rhombus have?
Four.
It has four.
Four?
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's a rhombus. Turns out this table is a rhombus.
It's the quadrilateral table of
the rhombus table. Exactly. Stab some more said 1,000%, and as king, it is so. Mal, what can we do for you?
Can I get the left side of the country, please?
Say what?
The left. I just want
your left or our left.
You want the left?
Yeah.
But do you? If I'm facing the castle or I'm looking away from the castle?
Stage left.
Sir, we don't like the left.
Like
side.
What's like what's left, or like just
like leftovers,
left?
Or just right. The left,
whatever the left is. I just
whatever the everything left is. Well, the left in that case,
the left has all the crops and all the livestock. I understand. Listen, that's all right. Why you want it.
I
everything
see,
you own in the box to the left. I understand.
I see that the only way to reach some sort of truce is with an offering, right? And that is
on the
why.
Left side?
And in no way will I give you the left side, but I will give you something equally as good. Merlinius, you may go with Mal.
Wait, sire.
Equally as good?
Yeah, he's great. He's such
I'm
a good
honored.
No, he's going to injure me
he's
now.
He's very talented.
No, this isn't fair. He curves to the right. It's fine. He'll miss you every time.
I object.
This is a truth of epic proportions.
Yes,
I like curving to the left. Makes it more.
See, exactly. If you curve to the left, you're technically getting the left. So technicalities work here.
Yes. Turns out he is a lefty.
And
well,
he's left-handed.
Also. So
let's get out of here. Opinius. No. Oh, where's my wand? Do you have my wand?
It's in your pocket. And you are happy to see
it's
us.
Not,
I've checked.
It's not in my pocket. Oh, here it is. Yeah, you're right. Here it is in my pocket.
So, Mal, again, thank you so much for coming by. Appreciate it. You may take Merlinius back with you. Gallivant and Stab some more, and I will just keep hanging out like we were. Just
I'll be back.
Not at all about any sort of
no, not gossiping at
war.
All.
No. No, we were all just saying how cool Queen Mal is.
How pretty you are.
Just nice and
so
fun.
Strong and
you doing some real hot girl shit out there.
Secure in your femininity.
Yes.
Can you make sure my room in the castle has a hot tub?
What?
He needs a bidet too. Did he tell you that? He needs a bidet.
There's a problem. When I said he was a lefty, it's because his righty don't work so good. So
let's go.
Nice.
That was good. That was,
that
fun.
Was fun. That was really fun.
That went to all sorts of places I didn't expect.
That was good.
Just like Mel's thumb, apparently.
Both of them.
I was like, what?
I've been in all sorts of dark places.
She has friends in dark places.
Oh, well.
My thumb has friends in dark.
I'm so happy.
anus and mouth.
Yeah, your wine actually like accentuated your character.
Agreed. Yeah.
I just walked
in with a chalice.
Why?
I did.
That's how like relaxed you are when conquering another kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
so,
what's up, guys?
I specifically designed my character to try to conquer all, but knows nothing about ruling, so she rolled ones on trying to convince you guys things.
Like that's the whole like
her persuasiveness is at an all-time low.
Powers of persuasion is -3.
Oh, no,
like she walked in pompous and left angry,
and left with a new best friend.
Aww,
whenever I go to Sephora.
You walk in pompous and leave with a new best friend?
Yeah, like whoever's helping me do my makeup, I'm like, oh my god, we should get
you walk
here.
In with wine and walk out with a wizard.
Yes. If only that would be a hell of a trade-off.
That's like you know they say March is like in like a lion and out like a lamb.
Like a lamb. Also the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh,
in with
a
wine and out with a wizard.
Oh, I just realized I missed the Ides of March. I always point that out every year, and I missed
it. I fucking always want to watch that Ryan Gosling movie.
Isn't George Clooney also in that movie?
I think so. But it's a Ryan Gosling movie in my head.
Yeah,
but
no,
yeah,
this is a Ryan Gosling movie.
The Notebook.
What
I was gonna say? Remember the Titans?
Oh,
yes. It is, because he's the dude from California.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Nice.
No, he's not. He's You're not. Right. He's You're right. Stupid. I messed up. He's not. But
he is himself. It's good.
He is in that. He is in that movie.
I do know Denzel Washington is in that movie, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
as is Ethan Hawke.
And the guy that played Opie in
Sons of Anarchy.
God rest his Opie soul.
Oh, oh not Ron Howard.
No,
yes,
no,
Ron
no.
Howard.
Different Opie.
No, I said Opie in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I thought you said Opie, and I'm like, do 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 do.
I do really like the idea of
the two Opies,
Ron Howard, being in Sons of Anarchy.
I would love nothing more than Ron Howard as Opie.
I would hate to see Opie get his head smashed like Andy Griffith's Opie.
Yeah,
that would be too. That sounds like a Robot Chicken skit.
Yeah,
they're walking.
What are they doing to me?
They're walking to fish, and Andy Griffith just is holding up a big stick.
No,
and you have Barney Fife in the corner, just like, "Oh, sir, I don't know what to do." Well, golly gee,
whoa,
yeah. What's John Knotts doing?
Is he dead?
Yeah, definitely.
He's being way dead.
Yeah,
he's like super dead.
He is. Like what, Mr. Something and the Ghost? Like he's the ghost now.
Yeah.
Mr. Something and the Ghost.
Is it Mr. Chicken and the Ghost?
I think it is Mr. Chicken.
I like Mr. Something and the Ghost.
Yeah, Mr. Something. Just like Curious George and the Man in the Yellow Hat. It's the same vibe.
The ghost and Mr. Chicken. I had it backwards.
Wait, so is the Man in the Yellow Hat a ghost? What is the conspiracy theory with Curious George?
Oh, I don't know about that. I can tell you about the Sherlock, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle conspiracy that
you said the Jack the Ripper thing.
Okay, so people think I had to do this. So for my other job, I write scripts for like YouTube videos that are like behind the scenes on movies, but they're mostly just Twilight and stuff, which I'm thankful for the job. I don't like Twilight.
I watched the Twilight one.
You did? Thank
I did.
You.
Was yeah, it, totally.
Did you learn anything new?
I didn't know anything about Twilight, so I did.
Yes.
I learned on that scale alone, I learned 100% more than what I knew.
I appreciate you watching. So the next one I had to do was about The Irregulars, which is the new show on Netflix, is about Sherlock Holmes. And so I had to do a comparison of like all the other modern adaptations of Sherlock recently, like BBC Sherlock, Holmes and Watson, RDJs and Enola Holmes, all those, Elementary, kind of covered all that stuff. And I found out during my research that there was a theory that people think Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was Jack the Ripper.
Sick.
Right? Because the only two reasons are because it was around the same time period, and he studied medicine. That was the only justification.
That's the only two criteria that you need to be Jack the Ripper.
That is true. I mean, that's fair.
Any doctor in the
1800s, yeah.
That's a long period of time.
Yeah, that's true. I personally think
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp? Oh, well, that makes sense.
He wasn't Jack the Ripper in the movie, was he?
Was there a Jack the Ripper movie?
From Hell. Have you not seen it?
No,
I've never even heard of it.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, he goes and does opium, and then I guess he kills people. I don't fucking know.
No, it wasn't him.
But he's a detective.
He is a detective. He is actually the complete opposite of Jack
the
Ripper.
He does opium and kills people. I don't know.
The person who catches Jack the Ripper.
Oh.
So he catches Sir Conan Doyle.
Although I really do like the idea of like a... what's that? What is that? Like a...
I was thinking of Secret Window because
I was gonna say. A Secret Window version of From Hell. I'm super into that. Turns out nobody else exists, and it's just him like battling with himself. Jack the Ripper is him.
Oh, that would be great. It. Yeah, I'm into that.
By the way, anybody who hasn't seen Secret Window, actually, a pretty good movie.
Good to
Came
know.
Out a long time ago. Nobody saw it. I don't think.
Which one?
Secret Window?
I've seen Secret Window with John Turturro.
Yeah, it's good. It's actually a pretty good movie.
That's what the sun
Jay,
flower,
have you
right?
seen Secret Window?
Oh, his mic isn't working.
Jay, did we lose you?
He says his audio cut out.
Oh, God.
Womp womp. All right. Well.
What a way to end.
I appreciate you guys very much being here for the season finale. Thank you so much for joining us. Second round, as if first round wasn't enough. You guys are gluttons for punishment for sure. Can I please invite both of you to plug anything that you have going on, anywhere that people can find you, see you, learn more about you? Courtney, go first.
All right. I have a podcast myself, and it's called Murder, She Joked. It is an improvised, untrue, true crime podcast, and you can find that on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever podcasts are. It's a good time. I have some another satire piece coming out on Flex Magazine pretty soon. I don't have the date on that, but just keep checking. My website is CourtneyWarner.com. That's Courtney with no U, because I don't need you. And my Instagram handle is CourtWarn13. Again, no U. And also not the rest of the, most of the letters in my name are not in my Instagram handle, to be honest.
Yeah. She doesn't need the U because we put the P in U.
We put the P in you.
Full circle.
Oh my God. I love it so much. And I feel like I have something else coming up, but I honestly don't remember. So just follow me on socials and I will certainly remember.
Nice.
Thank you.
Of course. Mel, what do you got going on?
Oh man, I picked up like 5 side gigs. So, why not? I'm half vaccinated. Let's fucking go.
Let's do it.
So tomorrow, Wednesday, March 31st, I will be hosting the 5th episode of Twitch and Bitch, which is a streaming comedy show based out of Queen Ave Collective right here in Nashville, Tennessee. You can see that for free at twitch.tv/Queen Ave Collective. I also do my own Twitch stream. I haven't done it much lately because I've either been hungover or out of town. You can see me on Twitch at twitch.tv/MELHY19. I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, now I'm thrown off. I will be starting to do ghost tours with Ghost City Tours here in Nashville. So if you guys want to do ghost tours, I will be a tour guide.
Hell yeah, ghost tours. Yeah.
And I also now work at Rose Pepper. So cool.
oh my God.
I'm some so very good. Strong margaritas.
I will be there.
I had the best carne asada I've ever had in my life at Rose Pepper one time. It was super good.
They're so good. Mel and I actually have gone there pretty often together.
I work there. So it's like,
so I can come visit you and we can watch Die Hard on the TVs like we did last time.
We could. They've had a Infinity War and Endgame was on the other day. So I was watching like all of those. And then they always have really good stuff on the TVs, things that aren't sports. So like movies.
Yeah. I remember The Fifth Element was on at one point when I was there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. The Pacific Rim was on the other
day. Pacific Rim.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Quality. Mia, St. Clair, where can people find more about you?
They can find more about me on Instagram at The Every Model. 2 E's. The Every. 2 words.
She's Every Model.
You can find me on TikTok under the same thing. And I'm here with Project Nerd. I'm a part of the High Five, the podcast.
Yeah, you are.
I have a Patreon, patreon.com/everymodel. And I had something else, but I can't quite remember. Oh, yeah, my personal account's just for me. So there you go. None of that.
Nice. Perfect. Jake, can you hear us? Not yet. No, you can't. All right.
Say words.
Jay.
Say words.
Jay, that's okay. I'll talk for him.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
I cannot hear you guys at all.
Okay. Well, goodbye. All right. So, for those who are interested in where they can hear more of Jay, he can also be found on High Five the Podcast. He is also the chief of production of Project Nerd Industries. So he is the guy making all of the stuff happen. And for those who just can't get enough of me, you can hear me here on Project Unreal. You can also hear me on High Five the Podcast. You can also see me on The Last Word as a host of that show. And I am your chief operations guy for Project Nerd. So anywhere Project Nerd is happening, I guess I put the P in you. I'm not 100% sure.
Just call my name.
And I will be there. So thank you, everybody. Again, this is the end of season one for Project Unreal. Stay tuned. We'll be off the air for a couple months, and then I assure you we'll be back with a better,
time for Halloween,
bigger, badder season. So in the meantime, navigate to other Project Nerd podcasts. We have a whole plethora. I think that we're up to like 12 shows now. You can also go to Project-Nerd YouTube channel, where we have a whole bunch of awesome video series kicking off and playing for you. They're really, really great, good stuff over there. And then, as always, make sure you navigate to project-nerd.com for all of your nerd news and all of that fun stuff. So until next time, keep it real.